Robinson, Brother and Sister, D.E., St. Helena, California, February 1, 1906. Doris and Ella Mae Robinson. Dear children, I have been much burdened in preparing matter to meet the crisis in Battle Creek, and so have not had time to write to you recently. I will send you copies of articles that I have written. I have been pleased to hear that you are satisfied with your work, and that you regard your position as a place where you can be of real benefit. I am glad that you are trying to use and improve your talents, that you may do good still more intelligently. I shall rejoice to hear that you are making constant improvement, and that you are continually receiving rich blessings to impart to others. Time is short, and we must labor for time and for eternity. We miss you both. How glad I should be to have you both connected with me in my work. I appreciated your help, Doris, but you understand that I could see that you must both be preparing for a greater work. Prepare for this, and I shall be pleased. You should regard your teaching, Doris, as a means of qualifying you more fully for the ministry. Ella can unite with you in this work. You can blend in your efforts. I hope that your faith will increase. We need to move understandingly. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Romans 8, verse 16, 14. Led by the Spirit, accepting the Word, following its guidance. This includes the idea of taking heed to the directions given us in God's Word. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. This believing means everything to the receiver. Well may John exclaim, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." 1 John 3, verse 1-3. We are not only to teach the truth, we are to exemplify the truth in spirit, in word, in act, in deportment. Let us have cheerful, grateful hearts. I am so anxious that day by day you shall grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, so that you can speak the words of Christ. Let nothing come in to weaken your faith. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious. 1 Peter 2, verse 7. We shall soon see stormy times. The messages of the first, second, and third angels are to be revived and proclaimed with great power, under the influence of the Holy Spirit's unction. The second call will soon be made to the churches. John writes, "After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works." Revelation 18, verse 1-6. This message must be revived. It must be given. We have come to the time when, as God's representatives, we must take hold of this work. We must keep these truths before the people. May God help us to do the work intelligently. We must wake up, else the day of the Lord will come upon us as a thief in the night. Think of these things,